wait and see. Everybody that I that thinks that I've won, but it's not over till it's over.
Have you known or been a part of a campaign that's ever wound up like this before?
No.
What do you think it might be a signal of?
Generally speaking, in past elections that I've seen, the provisional ballots, I think, pretty much got discounted, but I don't know. I mean, because of there might not be valid voters.
Let me get your thoughts on a couple of other things sort of kind of related to this. One, your observations about how the transportation fee was voted down.
Well, I think that is good. The voters speak, and you know, I can't imagine why anybody want to vote to tax yourself. So I'm glad it was on the ballot. I'm glad it was defeated.
Have you had an opportunity to go through mentally the exercise of how the city will take care of its street rehabilitation? Again, with the asterisk that the outcome of your election is still up in the air.
I guess since it's still up in the air, then there's no statement necessary. Most of the people at Block Walk think they're already paying for that already. So they don't understand why they should pay more.
The second thing I wanted to bounce off of you, the concept of this election being held at the same time of state and national elections versus the normal window in the spring for municipal elections. Now that we're almost through it, your thoughts about whether municipal elections ought to be held in the fall?
Well, the big thing is that was a problem is most of the voters had no clue about the race. I mean, I block walked through Sunday, and I block walked for different situations for 9 months, and voters have a really hard time getting and grasping facts, no matter how hard you try to get the word out, because some people just are, I guess, immune to different types of media and situations. There were a lot of people that, because of the ballot order, Republican-Democrat, they thought it followed suit on the city race, and I would guess that I lost quite a lot based on my block walking voter word of mouth. Lost a lot of votes because they thought that it followed suit on that part of the ballot too, because they didn't know who the two candidates were, and so they made the assumption it followed the same Republican-Democrat theory.
What if changing the ballot position to the front as opposed to the rear made a difference, you think?
There's statistics about that. I've heard some of the initial reactions to those, and I didn't hear the end situation. It was my understanding where a lot of people voted that chose to vote for neither candidates, but voted for their referendum or voted against it, was aware and involved in making a selection in the referendum, which indicated that some of them chose just to vote for nobody because they didn't know who to vote for, probably. It's just over, you know, getting your word, your name out, getting the word out on the street. The other races so overshadowed, and particularly, you know, when you've got the media blitz that you had with all those big races that were state and national, you know, a lot of people were not aware there were any city council races.